This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions echoed over an Iranian city on Friday in what sources described as an Israeli attack, but Tehran played down the incident and indicated it had no plans for retaliation, a response that appeared gauged towards averting region-wide war. The limited scale of the attack and Iran's muted response both appeared to signal a successful effort by diplomats who have been working round the clock to avert all-out war since an Iranian drone and missile attack on Israel last Saturday. Mideast tensions ramp up after strikes, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state-run Sana news agency has quoted a military statement as saying Israel carried out a missile strike targeting an air defense unit in its south, causing material damage. Meanwhile, Iran has fired air defenses at a major airbase and a nuclear site near its central city of Isfahan after spotting drones. Some flights have been diverted or grounded after reports of explosions nearby. The commotion early Friday raises fears of a possible Israeli retaliatory strike following Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday said the U.S. was committed to Israel's security, adding, when asked about Israel's strikes on Iran, the U.S. has not been involved in any offensive operation.
Our focus has been on, of course, making sure that Israel can effectively defend itself, but also de-escalating tensions, avoiding conflict. And that remains our focus.
Blinken, speaking after the G7 gathering in Italy, urged the rapid implementation of Israel's humanitarian assistance commitments. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday he visited a Ukrainian military command post used by troops defending the embattled eastern town of Chasiv Yar that Russian forces are bearing down on. The Ukrainian leader said he spoke to troops with the 41st Mechanized Brigade and presented them with awards. The visit looked aimed at lifting Ukrainian troop morale 25 months into Russia's full-scale invasion, which shows no sign of letting up. Moscow's troops occupy 18% of Ukraine's territory, and they are inching forward in the east. Hundreds of Ukrainian businesses making weapons and military equipment have sprung up since Russia's full-scale invasion, but some are struggling to fund production, and all are afraid of being targeted in intensifying Russian missile strikes. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Reuters spoke with Ukraine's Strategic Industries Minister Oleksandr Kamyshin.
At the moment, the general capacity of Ukraine's military industrial complex is $18 to $20 billion per year. The Ukrainian government can fund only a third of this capacity.
According to his ministry, the number of private defense manufacturers has more than doubled since the invasion. To resolve cash shortages, Ukraine is asking foreign partners to fund its arms production. Denmark became the first to answer the call on April 16th when it pledged $28.5 million.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Colombia has started rationing water because of droughts blamed on the El Nino weather pattern, which has worsened the South American country's dry season and caused reservoir levels to fall. Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny reports.
According to infrastructure operators, Colombia's reservoirs are now at 28.75% capacity. Local media reported Wednesday that this was more than 3% below the lowest level recorded for April over the past 20 years. The El Nino phenomenon arrived in Colombia at the end of 2023, causing high temperatures and droughts that led to forest fires throughout the Andean country. That has pushed reservoirs to their lowest levels in decades. Colombia's president says it's all evidence of a climate crisis and can't just be blamed on El Nino.
Reuters correspondent Saikar Jasny. Several Indians voted on Friday in the first phase of the world's largest election, authorities said, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeks a historic third term on the back of issues such as growth, welfare, and Hindu nationalism. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.